Good day, and welcome to the full year 2017 financial results call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Kirsten Heinrich, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Welcome also from my side, Dr. Till Reuter, CEO of KUKA AG, and Mr. Peter Monen, CFO of KUKA AG, will present now the financial results from 2017. Dr. Reuter.
Thank you, Kirsten, and also ladies and gentlemen, warm welcome from Peter and me to this annual accounts conference for the year 2017 of KUKA. I will first go and present the highlights of the past financial year along with the outlook for the current year, and then my colleague Peter will provide you more details on the financial statement, on the results in the past quarter, and then after that I would like to give you an update on our China strategy and our plans with MEDI, our partner globally and in China. Let's start with 2017. Sales revenues at record level and further investment into growth in the future. From a business perspective, 2017 was a good year for KUKA, during which we were invested in important areas for the future. We continued to grow and managed to push further ahead with our innovations. Orders received totaled 3.6 billion. A growth of 5.6%, and therefore KUKA managed to exceed prior year figures for the first time running, setting a new record value in 2017. The 3.5 billion sales revenue reached a new record. This corresponds to an increase of 18% on the previous year, and that's a nice increase for sure. We have not been so happy on the EBIT margin. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation and growth investments, so before this was 4.3%, and the reason was that individual projects in the systems division and measures for increasing profitability at systems in Augsburg produced an impact on earnings amounting to around 40 million for the year 2017. Peter Mohn, and I will come back later to this in more detail and to give you transparency on this one. We're going to raise the earnings after tax slightly to 88.2 million. And therefore, we are also recommending the annual general meeting a dividend of 50 cents per share for the year 2017, a stable development with regards to the previous year, which was also 50 cents. And at this point, again, I like to emphasize that dividend payments are important for us, and we are also keen to strengthen our competitiveness in the long term. So it's very like a balance between the dividend payment and the investment into the competitive position. And I think for this reason, we also continue to increase our investing into research and development and also expansion of our global market position. Now, jumping really in the year of 18, before we go into detail of 17, we have a good visibility for 18. We generate a high order backlog of over 2 billion, and we have a good prospect for growth in demand from our customers across the world. And for 18, we're expecting increasing demand, especially in the North America and Asia. A slight increase in demand we are anticipating for Europe as a whole. In Europe, KUKA will now be more selective when it comes to accepting new big projects and systems engineering, which may also lead to a decline in some levels of orders in this segment. Driven by the overall volumes and the orders received, the backlog, we're expecting sales revenue of more than 3.5 billion at the group level. For 2018, we are forecasting an EBIT margin of about 5.5% before purchase price allocation and before growth investment and before reorganization expenditure amounting to about 30 million. The investments relate, for example, for group-wide issues like digitization, IoT 4.0, mobility, general industry, and China, and therefore very important to for this growth investment. We are expecting that these investments are opening up additional areas for growth for the company in the coming year, which will be reflected in the higher sales revenue in the future. In the medium term, so in the next, we talked about 2020, which is like a 3 years plan. We are planning revenues of 4 to 4.5 billion, as mentioned in the past, EBIT margin in excess of 7.5%, and currently being with 40% Europe being the biggest revenue block, and we further expand our activities in Asia, primarily in China, and therefore we expect that more than 30% of revenue will come in the next years from China, which is important for us to be more present in China, and we also talk about China later. Now, talking about highlights, because the most important are our customers. Customers trust our technology, and they value our comprehensive expertise in different fields. And I think what's very important, they also appreciate that they have a single-source solution. So a customer wants to have a solution. They want to have a feedback from KUKA, and instead it's very important that KUKA shows in various fields that we have really are working very well with our customers. So we won a substantial contract in the systems for battery production. We received a major order from a drugstore chain called DM, worth around 100 million. Robotic Post, a major order in the field of electronics, and has entered into a frame contract with Robert Bosch, so a big German player here, which is important for us. We got an order in the healthcare area from Siemens Healthiness in the single-digit million, but it's important because it's medical and it is going to be used in the modern X-ray imaging solution for Siemens. Systems won a major contract from U.S. automotive manufacturer, design installation of a highly flexible manufacturing system for the production of body components for a range of vehicle variants. It's a high double-digit million euro range. Furthermore, GM has designated KUKA as a supplier of the year again for powertrain and body shop equipment. And I think more and more is coming in the year 2018. You see, we are busy with our customers, which is most important. Customers around the world, in the U.S., in Europe, and in Asia. And I think that is where KUKA stands for, global automation and beyond automation. Also, we got a big order in the last days for Swisslog for another well-known logistics service provider in the food segment. We are not allowed to tell you the name, however, the order intake is around 50 million, so another important step to grow the business to the 4.5 billion in the next years. If you talk about the operational topics and other highlights, you know, we are strengthened our leading position in IoT, Germany Industry 4.0, and also we're consolidating our technological leadership. And I think clearly the second part, we were expanding further our global platform. There are highlights, a range of highlights, and what always starts in April is we are particularly proud of the appearance at Hannover Messe. We provided there an overview of our portfolio for the factories of the future. And I think Hannover Messe is a great platform. There's virtually no other platform that is ideally suited for showcasing the KUKA team and our visions and strengths. And I'm also looking forward to the next trade fair in April. And I think this year you also have to join and see what we are doing in Hannover in April. We are happy that Henning Kagermann, the former CEO of SAP, joined us last year in supervisory board, and he's a pioneer thinker, and he's clearly one of the experts in the IoT field, and therefore we are very happy to have him as a sparring partner in our board. Now, you can see also on the page a very innovative project with Fujitsu here in Augsburg, in the Augsburg Innovation Park, where we handle with the LBA IVA, the motherboard at the Augsburg plant, and you can see how the man and machine are working together at Fujitsu, and we have certain tasks established here. Very proud together with Matthias Müller and Volkswagen, we have also shown new concept, Kala, the first charging robot for electric cars. I had a chance to be there 2 weeks ago in Geneva to unveil and to show it in the Volkswagen Motor Show. And I'm certain this approach is a future possibility, not only for robotics, but also for the electromobility, because service robotics can help to increase acceptance of mobility, of e-mobility, by making the charging much more flexible and convenient. And I think with Kala, we showed a step forward for big, parking systems, but also in the end for charging the car at home. And I think that shows that robotics goes beyond what we see today. And there's a huge opportunity for more robots coming from automotive, over industries, over hospital, coming at our home and our garages. And this was a concept which we showed together with Volkswagen. Also last year, we are growing in China, so lots of focus to grow in Asia with the biggest markets. We will show more later. But also we announced the plans here for our headquarters in Augsburg to increase production development, because I think it's very important to continue to invest into innovation, to have the right basis here in Augsburg, and at the same time growing in China and Asia with the speed of the markets. Next slide, you see our concept for Augsburg. We are here according to plan, so you know we changed already in last year, but it's going to be further because we have to attract the right talents here in the Munich-Augsburg region. For this summer, we will complete another car park. The production shop is in the tender stage, and I think everything what we are doing here, training center, so we are in the middle of it, and it's going to be shaped in the next years. And it's good to do it in Augsburg, but at the same time also in China. And in China even bigger, because here the market is growing very fast. Now, next page, Augsburg Valley. You know, our vision is that robotics is going to be in more parts of life, not only when you work, but also then when you're home in hospital, and that you, in the end, have an easier life with robots. And therefore, it's important that this Robot Valley is something where we have a point of contact for other technology companies, that they are close to us, and that's what we established, like a Robo Valley, which motivates startups and other companies to settle here and to be close to KUKA to work a new application, because robots only starting point, but then you need applications, services, solutions, and it's the idea of the Robo Valley where we continue to invest further and to get people attracted to Augsburg. This fall, you will be able to find out what from this Robo Valley could take. That's when we bring the European Robotic Week community to Augsburg. So renowned robotic institutes and manufacturers will be in Augsburg for the European Robotic Week. So we get people into Augsburg, and I think that's great that here the Robo Valley is to, you know, is picking up speed, and we will show more to people internally, externally, what robots can do. Peter will now give you more details on the financial, and then I'll come back on some of the future topics in China.
Thank you, Till. I too would like to take the opportunity to welcome you to our accounts press conference. I will now guide you through the highlights of the financial results of last year, and then of the results of our divisions, Robotics, Systems, and Swisslog. The development in customer demand over the past financial year was positive. Altogether, KUKA reported a volume of orders received totaling 3.5 billion. This was an increase of 5.6%. The volume of orders received at group level improved to 835 million in the past quarter, 2017, and is an increase of 5.1% compared with the previous year's quarter four. More than 50% of orders received at group level in 2017 were generated in North America and China. The demand for robotic automation in China was above average again in the past financial year, with a growth of 19% to 625 million. China was an important sales market for us. We also intend to continue investing in the country in the future in order to meet the high demand. Till will talk about that later. Sales revenues in the past full year reached a record level of 3.5 billion and were therefore approximately 200 million higher than the target of 3.3 billion. This is a gain of 18% organic growth. Comparison of the fourth quarter of 2016 and the fourth quarter last year shows relatively stable revenue development. Due to the interval between winning a contract and then generating later the revenue, something that can vary greatly from one business division to another, there can be delays before a strong level of orders received is reflected in the revenue development. Profitability in 2017 remained behind our expectations. In January of this year, we reduced the target value for the 2017 EBIT margin before PPA and growth investments from more than 5.5% to approximately 4.3%. The reason for this was impacts on earnings expected to total around 40 million for the financial year 2017. These impacts on earnings resulted from individual projects in the systems division in Augsburg and also from measures for increasing profitability there. On a comparative basis in operational terms, in other words, before PPA and growth investments, the EBIT margin decreased from 4.7% in 2016 to 4.3% last year. In addition, we consciously accepted a lower margin in order to continue investing into our future-oriented topics. Investments in areas of further future growth totaled 32 million. The focus here was on Industry 4.0, mobile robotics and human-robot collaboration, as well as on expenditure relating to restructuring of the overall organization with a consistent customer focus at all KUKA companies, which has been implemented since the start of this year. In keeping with the development of EBIT, EBITDA also declined from 205 million to 180 million in the past financial year. This corresponds to an EBITDA margin of 5.2%. Write-downs totaling 78 million were posted in the period under review. Disregarding the one-off effects, the growth investments, effects of the growth investments, EBITDA was 212 million last year, meaning that the EBITDA margin was 6.1%. Nevertheless, earnings after taxes were 88 million euro last year and thus slightly higher than the previous year. So until the bottom line, we could catch up and were with the earnings after taxes then finally a little higher than in 2016. Investments in 2017 totaled around 139 million compared with 100 million in 2016. This is equivalent to an investment ratio of 4% in relation to sales revenues. This increase of 39% reflects the continuing high level of investment in R&D to lay the groundwork for our future growth. The workforce grew by around 8% from 13,200 to 14,200 employees. The workforce was expanded worldwide. 10% more employees we had in North America at the end of the year, 8% more in Europe, and 7% more in China. Almost 1,400 people were employed in China last year, corresponding to about 10% of our entire workforce. Robotics increased its workforce by 6% to 5,000 employees. Systems by 5.2% to 5,500 employees, and Swisslog by 8.4% to 2,900 employees. The expansion of workforce covered various areas, including production and sales, and particularly R&D. Our free cash flow in 2017 was minus 135 million euro, and that is compared to the minus 107 million euro in 2016. And the development primarily is due to the heavy investment activities. Our CapEx increased because of M&A and the CapEx for Augsburg, investments here in Augsburg into IT and also into R&D. If you look at the operational cash flow, then that increased nearly by 100 million euro to 92 million euro. I would now like to take a closer look at our three divisions, Robotics, Systems and Swisslog. Let's start with Robotics. Here we really had a positive development last year. The volume of order received increased by 12.4% to a new record value of 1.2 billion. This outstanding result was driven primarily by the general industry and customer service segment. The automotive segment registered a slight decline. Sales revenues at Robotics likewise developed very positively, rising by 20.8%. Overall revenue improved to 1.2 billion. This means that KUKA Robotics has posted an increase in revenues for 8 successive years. Business development in China continues to ensure high capacity utilization, with the result that we have decided to expand production capacities there. Till will come back to this in greater detail later. As far as the EBIT margin is concerned, Robotics recorded a rise from 10.1% to 11.1%, despite heavy investment in the field of R&D. Let's now turn to Systems. With a value of 1.6 billion in the last year, Systems division achieved a 13.2% increase in revenues on the previous year. The body structure segment in particular contributed to this. Considering that the value for previous year still includes the sales revenues from our US aero sector, this represents an increase of revenues of about 20%. Orders received were also at a good level, totaling 1.5 billion, even though this represents a 7% decline on the previous year. One reason for this is that orders received in the Systems division fluctuate greatly. They are dependent on the time at which major contracts are awarded. Furthermore, unlike the previous year, no orders were received in the US aero segment, and this business unit, as the business units has been sold end of 2016. In other regions, such as Germany and China, orders received were received from leading automotive manufacturers, in particular the areas of body structure, our assembly and test, and KUKA Industries developed here positively. The order backlog, as at the balance sheet date, allows a high level of capacity utilization to be anticipated for 2018 as well. EBIT margin decreased from 6.5% to 1.1% in 2017. The reasons for this were impacts on earnings in connection with individual projects in German systems engineering and also measures for increasing profitability at KUKA Systems in Augsburg later on, totaling about 40 million. The measures are currently being implemented and will lead to adequate margins in subsequent years. Swisslog. Sales revenues at the Swisslog division totaled 764 million. This is an increase of 29%. About two-thirds of the revenues were generated in our warehouse and distribution solutions and one-third in the healthcare solutions. Orders received at Swisslog reached a value of 926 million last year, thus rising for the second year running. This corresponds to an increase of 25%. Warehouse and distribution solutions achieved a share of 74% and healthcare of 26%. WDS, our warehouse distribution, benefited primarily from the high rates of growth in the e-commerce segment and the relatively low degree of automation in logistics warehouses. The EBIT margin was 1.4% in 2017, including the PPA, and therefore higher than in 2016, where we could achieve 0.8%, including the PPA charges. If we are excluding these charges, then Swisslog attained a margin of 2.9%. So here you see we are going into the direction of 3%, and this year expect to be above that. Summarizing the results of all divisions, it can be stated that Robotics and Swisslog performed particularly positive in 2017. While the Systems division recorded strong revenues, the year was nevertheless there characterized by challenges that we have addressed with appropriate measures, which we will rigorously pursue. Till will give you more details. Finally, I'd like to draw attention to another positive topic. We have negotiated a new syndicated loan with our banks, which gives us financial leeway over a longer period. And now I'm pleased to hand back to you.
Thank you, Peter. Continue on the Systems Augsburg topic. So we talk not about this, we talk about year restructuring of automotive systems engineering at Augsburg location. We have stabilized, so we are back on plan as regards to the construction side with our customer. And we also, which was for me the most important part, we have succeeded in winning new projects with our premium customers. So the situation is from the customer side stabilized and back on track. We as a management are working in systems to continue to work on the competitiveness and the cost structure, and I think that's very important for 18 and also continue into 19. For this year, we are in the process of headcount adjustment, and socially acceptable measures are in progress to reduce the workforce here in Augsburg in this segment. In this segment, to be clear, because the other segments are stable and growing. The restructuring plan for KUKA Systems will continue, however, into 2019. And I think that's something where we focus on. And also, if you see our target margin of above 5.5%, that's important that we continue with these measures in 18 and into 19 to get systems back on track also from the profitability. Going on a higher level again on page 14, clearly the global mega trends are in favor of KUKA, and we are have lots of product solutions which are exactly driven by this mega trends. So the mega trends are driving the digital transformation and the automation, and we see that our customers are presented with new challenges of being flexible in their production operations with new customer demands. And therefore, our customers require new automation concepts, and therefore KUKA's complete portfolio from robot over HV over lines, that's perfect for our customers. And we are gearing ourselves up for this at KUKA to be the solution for the customer. We have focused on this to also offer our customers complete solution for years, and customers can buy KUKA robots, but they, more important, buy for the time more like system solution, that means robot as part of a package, and I think it's also important to have the appropriate IT interfacing with, if desired, so we can offer single products, but more important, also one-stop shopping for the customer. Customers one point of contact and doesn't have to go to different people within KUKA, and it is very good received by the customers, and we're getting great feedback that we, when the customer sees what we are offering. This is our customer, more customer-centric solution. The customer was in the focus, is in the focus, and the point that we have one key contact and a little bit of an adjustment of the organization, which you can see on page 15, which is our target organization for customer proximity and efficiency. So you can see from the internal perspective, our structure for 18, we are bundling our know-how in divisions, and this enables us to develop solutions for our customers better and more efficient. And we, besides the customer divisions, automotive, industries, consumer goods and logistics, we are utilizing global platforms to act faster and more cost-effectively and to further expand our knowledge and skills. And I think that is the combination of the domain know-how in the divisions and the platforms, which is a strong basis for KUKA to further grow and to go beyond the 3.5 and 4 and 5 and 4.5 billion, because this we have to do now to set the next stage. The automotive division has a responsibility for the key accounts, for the product, for the systems engineering, for solutions, for batteries, so everything which is around the car companies. The automotive industry is based in the automotive division. The industry's development, and I think that's something where, you know, Peter mentioned at the beginning that we have 50% business in the non-automotive. We want to be number one in automotive. Please understand me right. It's most important customers. But industry is growing much faster. And with the industry's division, we can even more focus on developing markets all around automation solutions for customers in this industrial segment, and to have more focus on this growth segment. Whilst one people are focusing on the automotive key accounts, and industries can really focus on this growing market. On the consumer goods and logistics automation, clearly there's a focus on the big accounts here with logistics and robotics requirements, and that is the I'll call it our industrial perspective. And as you know, the healthcare division, we are combining the automation function for the hospital logistics and solution for the pharma automation, which is the called non-industrial but very prospering business in the healthcare market. On the platform, we bundle operation, production, and R&D activities, so everything which is will be used by all divisions. In the old structure, each division had their own R&D, own purchasing, and what you can see that the duplication of structures will be eliminated, and that's how we can further and better collaborate cross divisions and between division and platform and be more efficient in the future and have more products for our customers available. And that's the idea that all divisions are offering all product solutions from Kuka based on strong platforms. And I think that is also the R&D and IoT is in the platform. So Kuka robots will be connected, solution will be connected. And this is the, our target organization to be close to the customer based on a strong platform within Kuka. On the next page, I think from Augsburg, we are driving automation and transformation on a global scale. Really, the structure is also the global structure, the more customer-centric organization is clearly to work with customers around the world. And the divisions are architected to work in matrix organizations, so we want to more collaborate globally across divisions, but also across the platforms. And for this reason, also our today existing GmbH or the systems like the robotic system industries will be merged into the structure one after the other, which is a plan for 2018, which we already did start at the end of 17. In Germany, it means we will form one big company, the Kuka Germany GmbH, where all the companies will be merged in, and this shows we are one Kuka, and as all the in the past and even now more, what's most important, we have one company, one Kuka, which is serving our customers everywhere in the world, and we live and work as one Kuka, which you also can see again at Hannover Mehr. In this context, also allow me to have to show you your attention on the new blog and our group magazine, the OI. These are new media that conveys our image to the outside world, and you will find the OI on the table. For you, sure, you will see it, and you will get everything via internet. And we also have the blog, kuka.com. And I think it shows that we also here on the communication and getting to our customers, also the people who are interested in the Robo Valley, how do we connect with our partners? Here we see new ways of showing the possibility of robotic in through new media. We have strengthened our expertise also through acquisitions. So I think we repeatedly enhance our own innovative strengths through very successful partnerships. For example, Roboception in the past, the startup which we have held a stake since 2016, and we introduced at Hannover Mehr last year. One of the company's successful products is a 3D vision sensor, which enables flexible and intelligent three-dimensional object recognition. And I think for this, Roboception just recently won the Tech Transfer Award from EU Robotics. I think they were very proud to have invested in the company and be partner of this company, which received the Tech Transfer Award. We have entered into a partnership with a Munich-based company, Device Insight, to expand our IoT expertise and strengthen our own portfolio with regard to IoT and Industry 4.0. Device Insight is an excellent complement for us. They have more than 1 million devices already connected, so a great partner to have in the Kuka family and to strengthen our IoT offering. Visual components, you know, we go in the IT, in the IoT world, and then we want to more simulate our products and solutions, So we are adding software solutions for 3D simulation in factory planning in our portfolio, and it's very important to when it comes to designing the factory of the future, and the software of visual components is used worldwide for important planning and decision-making processes, allowing us for complete production process to be visualized as a digital twin, and you can see that we are living in the real world, but also our products can be shown in the digital world as digital twins for the future to have robot us faster in the market and to have a faster execution on integrating robots in the plans of our customers. Coming to China. So we talked about innovation, talked about the structure of KUKA to further grow on the platform. The biggest market, China, is already today the world's largest market for industrial robots, and this market continues to grow steadily. The IFR estimate that the number of robots units sold is above 200,000 in 2020, and clearly KUKA is profiting from this growth trend and also from the government plans to further advance automation, and this is providing us with a big opportunity to invest in China, and this is clearly also perfect. It's with our strategy that we can, you know, grow our share in China and Asia, and having besides US and Europe, really a well-balanced portfolio, and this is really all the market and the topics here are in favor of our growth. 2017, and that's also where I want to tell you something about our joint ventures with our partner and big shareholder, Medi. 2017 was the first year with Medi. We used the year to get to know us each other much better. We talked about concept. We were collaborating very intensively, and I think we see together that China offers us this huge potential for growth, and we clearly exploiting this potential, and we are, on the one hand, already did expand our local capacity enormously, but I think we have more plans to really become number one in China together with Medi and KUKA. We need sales channels to, and that's also where Midea is helping us to provide us with the infrastructure for having for the sales channel more infrastructure to grow, and now we have clearly some steps defined and also want to communicate this, that we have three important steps for the future, which I think paves the way for becoming number one in China. We have a joint venture between Swisslog Healthcare and Medi, which will address the healthcare market, which already has been jointly developed in 2017. We have benefited from KUKA already with their good customer relationships in China, and we are joining forces here too for even better market penetration in the next years. KUKA will have a 50% stake in this joint venture with the healthcare business, and we will appoint the chairman. And I think that is on the healthcare market, which is more regulated, where really in China have the benefit of having the strong Chinese partner. It's very important that here this market is a huge potential on the healthcare side. Secondly, we entered a joint venture on the logistics service Midea subsidiary Anto. So we put our industrial logistics pieces called WDS into a joint venture. Together, we intend to develop a standardized logistics solution for Anto's customers and for Medi. This will enable us to profit from Anto's customer relationship to grow further into this sector, and that we all benefit from the strongly growing medium market segment and from Midea supplier network in this area of warehouse automation. And thirdly, for us, most important, biggest, is the setup of a joint venture and the robotic park together with Midea in Schunde. We are going to build a robotic joint venture with clearly the aim to get access to a new market segment and tapping the growth potential in China. And one first step, which we are going to do, we are through the joint venture, we will produce additional up to 75,000 robot and HGV by the year 2024, and we will get the related support and services. So together with the 75 plus 25,000, so we see up to 100,000 robots in China in 2024, and that's a huge potential. We talked in the last year, and if you take the numbers from last year, which are above 30,000, you see the potential only for China of up to 100,000 for 2024. Besides the conventional six-axis robot, new robot types we will build in China, such as CARA, Delta, Cartesian robot systems, which are important to complement our product portfolio. For us, very important, KUKA will have a 50% stake in the joint venture, and the board of directors, we will provide the chairman. And I think it's very important that Kuka had the operational lead. Three people from Kuka and the board and two from Medi. So 50-50 joint venture, but operational lead here through Kuka to also guarantee that we have the platform and that we can grow globally and use China as a power for us in Germany and across the world. Midea is ensuring this appropriate organization access to market segments in China, and that is a big plan, and it really shows now we're getting closer to our target to become number one with a planned 100,000 robot. That's really, I think, for us a big milestone, and therefore next week we have the groundbreaking ceremony in Schunde to start the park. So it's scheduled for March 28th, and for us, and I think for the development of Kuka as a more global company, our success in China to become number one in China is now on a good way. And I think we now, together with Medi, we're going step by step to make this vision happen and to walk the talk, make things done happen. And therefore, also groundbreaking is a big signal for us that we are on the right track here. Besides going to now come back from China in this young, dynamic industry, and where we see the biggest robotic market for the next years, we have to grab part of the growth and be number one. Also, this year is 120 years of innovative strength of Kuka. So Kuka gets 120 years, so it's also some time. We have a special reason to celebrate this year. And in 1898, Josef Keller and Jakob Knappich, I think they didn't think about robots, but in the end they were, start Kuka here in Augsburg as an acetylene factory for lighting. The objective was at this time to produce cost-effective domestic and municipal lighting, so it was cost-effective from the beginning. And I think we all know that who follow us for the last year, a lot have happened. And this we are going to have this year the 120-year celebration with some events and activities. And please visit us on Twitter and the website to be updated with what's going on here. And here you also have the address on the page, on the presentation. Something will happen, and we are proud, 120 years. We are proud to be have this development in various industries, and now I think we are at the right spot with robotic, but also robotic is moving into IoT, so we learned in 120 years that we always have to change and to drive change, and that's what Kuka stands for also after 120 years. We look forward to you at Hannover Fair in April. Lots of new topics, new products, and proud to really show good things in Hannover, and hope to see you. And for this, I would say thank you from Peter and me, and looking forward to your questions, or see you in Hannover.